January 27th. Approve the minutes from the January 13th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
City Department Head Reports. First up is Bryce.
That'd be me.
First on the list. We have, I got it here. Hang on. We have put 260 tons worth of salt on the road and 120 tons of sand.
Wow.
Yeah. And we still have a little.
We're only halfway through the winter.
Yeah, we got a cushion left. We're a little cushion. So that's where it's going. We are still picking up leaves. When it's not zero out,
they're blowing away.
I have bad feelings when I send guys out to, with a right. leaf back.
You know, when the temperature's zero, they just one scoop and they all come up, right?
Yeah. But we are still doing that, and we're still on top of it as time and weather permits.
Great.
And we discussed that if the weather would give a break, maybe a Saturday, use part-time employees to come in.
Did we discuss that?
Yes, we did.
Yes, that's what we did discuss. I recall it now very clearly.
So if we don't get caught up, maybe we'll do something like that to get things
yep.
caught up. And, all right. Thanks, Bryce.
Yep.
You're down at your house now.
Back in the field.
Steve Beeman, Parks Department. The construction at the new Rainbow Beach is progressing. The guys have been working just about every day, even with this cold weather.
Wow.
If you've not been out there, the bathhouse is completed, the block. They're waiting to set trusses. The slide contractors have set the poles and the rails on top of the slides. That's up. All three pools, all the stainless steel is in. I was out this weekend and there were the gutters on the small pool or on the youth pool up front. Mm-hmm. From a timeline standpoint, I mean, we haven't talked to them. I think they're still on schedule from the last that we've heard, maybe within a week or so. But we'll have a better idea the next couple weeks when we have another project meeting. So that's going really well. And then we have our Valentine's Dance, family Valentine's Dance on the 14th this year, which is a Friday Valentine's Day. It's at Green Activities. We want to thank Vincent's University for allowing us to use that again. And it's from 6 to 8, and it's free. We'll have a DJ, photo booth, and then prizes and food.
You said it was going to be on the 14th?
Yeah, it's on nice. Friday the 14th this year. If that's all.
All right, thanks, Steve. Any? Dustin?
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. Call-wise, we're up to about 635 calls for the year. Secondly, I would ask, I need to ask permission, Greg Zebart, who is Unit 143, his last day due to drop from the retirement is February the 21st of this year. And so I'd like to ask, number one, to request from the Merit Commission from our promotional list for the supervisor positions, and that would be Brian Hagan actually would roll back up. He was a person that rolled back during the switchover before. Josh Burke would be promoted to lieutenant, and Nick Williams will be promoted to sergeant. And I would want to make that effective the start of the pay period directly after Greg's last day, which would be March the 1st. And then I also, I guess, as a kind of a second request there, request permission to have the Merit Commission give me the name of the next applicant so that I can fill that position.
So do you need action from us, or you're going to approach
I
the?
I don't think you have to.
That's through the Merit Board that you do that. Yeah. Okay.
But other than that, our last two rookies, which is Wallace and Christy, they are in their shadow phase of their FTO, which is the very last phase. And what happens there, their field training officers are actually in plain clothes this week and next week with them. And they ride with them. They don't interact or interject in anything. They're strictly there. If an emergency would happen, they would step in. But other than that, they're just strictly there to observe and make sure everything's good. And it's the very last step for them before they go out on their own. So we're happy about that, and they're doing a good job so far.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
Justin.
John Sprague, city engineer. You may have noticed on 6th Street, got some traffic counters put out. Got those ordered just after the first of the year, got them in, and ran a test out at my house. They seem to be working properly, so got them out on 6th Street. I'm going to pick them up probably tomorrow morning. That way we'll have a count for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday all day. And we've had a lot of people requesting traffic counts in different parts, and we just didn't have anything reliable. Mm-hmm. And Bryce Anderson's counters got vandalized last year, so got a little bit different type of counter, and we're hoping that it works out and gets what we're looking for. I've been working with Keep Vincennes Rolling lately, assisting them in selecting an engineering firm to help them move along in their process. So I'm just providing a little bit of guidance as they're going along. Most of it's being done on their own. Got the quarterly report submitted for NDOT for the projects that we have going on. NDOT requested that we move the Riverwalk project from fiscal year 17 to fiscal year 16. It's actually only a move of just a couple months. But that puts
that
it in
been
a
put on hold because of the levy work.
Right.
Is the reason it was.
Right. Originally. It was. Yeah. That's why it was moved originally, and it was them that approached us to move it forward, and we figured that 3 or 4 months of a change wouldn't affect anything, so we went ahead and agreed to that. So that's it.
We have no old business, so we'll move to new business. Banner placements for Ag Day 2014. Chad Thomas.
Hello, I'm Chad Thomas, representing Ag Day. We are requesting to put banners across Hart Street and 7th Street last year from the dates of March 3rd through the 14th. And Ag Day is actually March 13th. That Thursday.
So you all leave them up an extra day just to rub it in the salt for people who missed.
Yeah, I guess the rest of the city probably wants to take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you missed a good cheap meal.
Yes, yeah, you know. Well, they could take it down the 14th. That's what I wish, you know. But yeah, so that's what we request. The same banners we had up last year.
Sure. Steve, you have any questions? And you have insurance and everything. So we'll make a motion to approve the hanging of Ag Day 2014 banners on Hart and 7th from March 3rd through March 14th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thanks, Chad.
Thanks. Next is Relay for Life yard sale in the pavilion, Shirley Rose.
I don't know.
Shirley Rose. We'd like to request to use the pavilion on May the 3rd for the Relay for Life countywide yard sale. Probably from 6 o'clock to 2 o'clock. At 6 o'clock in the morning.
Nice clarification there.
People be there at 5.
That'd be a hot time.
And you're working with Dan on the insurance and all that stuff?
Yes, all that's been ordered, Mayor.
Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the Relay for Life yard sale at the Pavilion Day Shirley Rose from 6 to 2 on May the 3rd.
I'll second the motion.
And it's, I'm sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You can't guarantee that it's going to be, you know.
Dan told me to also ask about this, hanging banners for the Relay for Life. It's not on here,
okay.
But we would like to hang banners on Hart and 7th Street out by Greg Park, because that's where the relay is going to be this year. And he's got the dates and everything. Yeah, May 5th to the 19th.
May 5th to the 19th. So the relay is?
May 17th and 18th.
Okay. So we'll motion that we approve the hanging of Relay for Life banners on Hart and 7th Street from May 5th through May the 19th.
I'll second the motion.
We'll need insurance for that, too.
Yes.
Need insurance for that. Just for the record.
Pending insurance.
It's actually Washington Avenue, but all in favor?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now you're up again, Shirley, for the farmer's market.
Okay. I'd like to request to use the farmer's market, use the pavilion for the farmer's market from May the 24th through October of 2014. Okay. That would be on Wednesday evening from 3 to 8:30, Saturday from 6 to 1:30.
Okay. Ready? Okay, so we're going to motion that we approve the use of the Pavilion de Shirley Rose for the farmer's market on Wednesdays from 6 to, what time did you say,
Shirley?
No, 3 to 8:30. 3 to 8:30 on Wednesday and 6 to 1:30 on Saturdays from May the 24th through the last weekend of October 2014.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Time.
Thanks, Shirley.
Thank you.
Sure.
Last is City of Vincent Service Agreement. This is actually the agreement that we had with Carol Horwath that I used for county purposes. We did it 2 years ago. It's time for a renewal. And it's the same contract as before.
So what's the amount of that, Mayor?
I think it's not to exceed $20,000. And the reason we didn't do a contract last year is because we never came close to $20,000 the first year, so we just continued it. Now we're just doing it.
Okay. So and this is for?
This is basically services whenever I call them to, like they helped us with the, there was some bondage or some reports that weren't filed properly for the last few years. That they had to help us catch up on because it had to be done for the new pool bonding.
Okay, so there's
it's anytime I run into something like that.
Right,
that
general consulting services related to accounting, budgetary, financial, utility, redevelopment, other consulting assistance. Okay, Steve, did you have?
Do
you know how much we actually did spend on the last contract? I don't think it ever got to 20,000, but I think this is
what time do you
okay,
need?
25. This isn't to exceed 20. And we're reaching that limit now after two years.
I'll be free here in about 10 minutes. So
I just need to ask to renew it.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, sounds good. Sorry. Okay, so we're good. Steve, did you
have
any other questions?
Yeah, I'm good. I was just looking to see.
So, Dave, you've seen, Dave Rolligan, you've seen that agreement. And you're comfortable with the examples that you've seen? Really? We'll go no further. I'll make a motion that we approve the City of Vincent Service Agreement with Crow Harwath not to exceed $20,000 for calendar year 2014. Is that what we're talking
about? Is it 20 or 25?
I thought it was 20, but it might be
20 or 25.
I think it was 25.
25, sure.
25 before. So.
The boss says not to exceed 25,000.
Right.
Okay.
And that's why, because we were getting close from the last contract.
Okay. Okay. I'll make sure it says 25,000.
And I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And we have no other business. The only thing I will tell you is I will not be here the next meeting.
Well, we're going to have a party. Dan, will you be here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be you too. I think I've got a poultry thing I've got to attend in Indianapolis.
So that means the president's going to have to really step up and take charge of the meeting.
For California the next day.
So if we have some split decisions, we'll leave them hanging for you to come figure it out. So.
Yeah, it's been a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Five.